With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Montana lawmakers, worried about losing federal funding, have amended a proposed ban on transgender women and girls competing in interscholastic women's sports. MTPR's Shaley Rager reports the Senate has endorsed the bill.
Senator Dan Solomon, a Republican from Ronan, brought the amendment that would void the policy in the event that the U.S. Department of Education determines it discriminatory. He said the department could subsequently withhold $350 million Montana gets in federal education funds.
Just this one little tidbit. President Biden issued an executive order the very first day he was in office that specifies that it is official policy of his administration to prohibit discrimination on the basis of gender identity or sexual orientation.
The amendment squeaked by on a 27-23 vote. The Senate endorsed the bill as amended, 29-21. Republican Senator Keith Regier carried the bill in the Senate and said it aims to keep sports fair for women.
Men transitioning to women pose a threat to women's sports and present a form of discrimination to women.
Montana is one of 20 states considering a ban on trans women competing in sports. The proposed policy would put states at odds with NCAA rules that allow transgender women to compete in intercollegiate sports. Democrats have pushed back against the proposal since it was introduced in January. Senator Pat Flowers is from Belgrade.
This bill isn't needed to save women's sports. All it will do is tell transgender girls and women they don't belong.
House Bill 112 must clear another vote in the Senate, and the House must concur the amendment before it can head to Republican Governor Greg Gianforte's desk for consideration. I'm Shaley Rager, Montana Public Radio News.